we are excited that you did not deem it harm, robbery, to join the Master's Call, the TMC Master's Call, the Telecommunications Sanctuary. We are welcoming you. We are excited about who is going to come forth with the word just a moment. Father God, we ask you to keep us focused this day that you have given us, that you just keep us on track, Father, that when we find ourselves rearing off or going in the wrong lane, and just make sure you just send the Holy Spirit to nudge us a little bit and say, baby, get back over on your side of the road because you've got this. I know that you are behind the wheel, that you have control, Father, that sometimes we want to take that wheel and we want to take control. But, Father God, we thank you for just being you. We thank you for this day. We are grateful that you woke us up this morning. We are grateful for the speaker that's going to come forth and just breathe freshness and a voice of your word into our heart and our spirit, Father. We ask you, we thank you for the leaders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you send your Holy Spirit of healness to her, Father, that you touch her body, that you heal her, Father, that you allow her to rest at this time, Father God. We appreciate each and every caller that you see to their needs, Father, that you know what they stand in need of, and it's no need for us to know that, Father, because you are the Almighty, the great I Am. Father God, we just come to you this morning with peaceful hearts and open minds. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning. Again, my name is Benita, and I'm out of New Jersey, and I am just grateful and will be focused this morning. Host, are you with us?
I am here, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, I can, my sister.
Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for greeting us and seating us on this grateful and be focused Tuesday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Oh, God morning, God morning, God morning. Master's Call family, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you on this 8th day of March 2016 with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. And on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and thank you for taking the time at this appointed hour to dial into this, the Master's Call. And so the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we have been moving forward faithfully for 5 years, empowering, enriching, and enhancing lives as we begin our day. We stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every single day here on the Master's Call, we start this call off with prayer, and we end this call in prayer. And then on Friday, we open up the lines to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimony. So on Fridays is your opportunity to share after part one of this call. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you, and we pray that you will visit us once again. And if so, we want to let you know that you can see what has been going on here in the Master's Call for 5 years. And you can do that simply by going to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for our speakers. Their bios are on our website, along with every single message from this call has been archived. And so please visit our website, share it, post it on social media. If you have any questions or you may want to greet like Mr. Benita just did, or maybe you want to be a host like I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a message in your belly that you need to share with the masses. Maybe God is positioning you to do something different, and you think that you want to begin here on the Master's Call. Well, we invite you to send us an email to our email address, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. If this call has been a blessing to you, please let us know, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over after this call to the new morning motivational call. And so we ask that you would just dial in to 641-715-3865 and the access code 539598-TAL. That's every day, Monday through Friday, following this call, if you would just dial in at that number. Also, each and every single day at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have our corporate accountability call with none other than our phenomenal vice new VP, Mr. Clement Boyd. And so we invite you and your guests to join us on that line. It will be the best 15 minutes of your life. And that number is 712-432-1699. And the access code is 857-150-POUND. Let me tell you, there are some new and greater things going on in Artist International. The first and foremost thing that has happened is that our name has changed. No longer are we Artist International, but we are Artist Life. And so greater things are happening in 2016 in Artist International. All roads lead to Houston, Texas on June the 11th of 2016. So make sure you put on your calendar and save that day, because I'm telling you, new and newer and greater things are rolling out every single day, and you do not want to miss the movement and the momentum that is going on in Artist International. And if you are not familiar with what Artist International is all about, then I invite you to get back with the person that invited you to this telecommunication sanctuary this morning and let them share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. So at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, he was actually with us in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. So honored to have seen him and actually hugged his neck and then actually had a conversation with him last night. He is definitely an artist distributor who is making moves and making things happen. Pastor Everett Thomas, he is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Murphy House Church in Eckers, Michigan. He is also a certified Bible counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and to the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the amazing, the charming, the man who walks in excellence, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Pastor Everett. Please take it away.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction, Minister Tiffany, and acknowledging Minister Benita as well, and to my TMC family. God bless all of you. Good morning. Good morning. God morning. We give thanks to God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for having this opportunity to share this morning. And let's take a look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 11. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Let's stop right there, verse 15. Now let's use our subject this morning of spiritual development. Spiritual development. We hear a lot about personal development, especially in this type of business we're in, artists and network marketing, how important it is to study our craft in this type of business. So personal development is very important as we read different materials and listen to different tapes, CDs, actually, and meetings, what have you. To develop ourselves personally is very important to do that. And, of course, we know about the physical development of when infants develop into childhood, into the youth and young adult stages and adult stages. So life is just full of development. We just want to continue to look at the necessity of growing. If you're living, you should be growing. Come on, somebody. Amen. We ought to be growing and developing each and every day. But we want to focus mainly today on the spiritual development. How are we doing spiritually? Where are we spiritually? I mean, as a church and also as an individual, we need to take inventory every now and then, evaluate ourselves and see, are we really growing? The Bible has a lot to say about growing. Looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and the 11th verse, looking at the New Living Translation, it says, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Amen. Looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, like newborn babes, you should crave, thirst for, earnestly desire the pure, unadulterated spiritual milk, that by it you may be nurtured and grow unto completed salvation. That's the Amplified Version. Then we also look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, which says, but grow in grace, which is undeserved favor, spiritual strength, and recognition and knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So we see a lot in our word about growth, development, and how important it is in the body of Christ. And you look at our text today, talks about he gained some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Realizing the importance of growth, these are the five types of leaders to help the church grow and help us grow individually. So the apostles is basically one sent forth to pioneer and establish new works, and leaders, a prophet, one who speaks forth God's word to inspire, correct, and motivate. Evangelist, one who shares Christ with outsiders and trains others to do so. Pastor, one who shepherds, guides, and guards God's people as they serve. And teacher, one who trains God's people in the truth and teaches others to do so. So this fivefold ministry that God has placed in the body of Christ is so vital, so important in developing the body of Christ spiritually, helping us move forth in the things of God. It's sad to say, but we do still have baby Christians in the church for many years. They've been in church sometimes all their life and still wearing diapers, still sucking their thumb, and still having negative attitudes and what have you. They have yet to grow up, but they've been in church all their life, seeing the choir and usher board and deacons, what have you. And yet, yes, some leaders still have not grown and developed in certain areas. So we want to encourage this morning for us to take a look at ourselves individually as well as our church. Are we really growing? I know some people get to a point in their church that they feel led to leave their particular church. They may have been around growing up a long time, that they feel, well, the pastor just got to a point where he's not teaching or preaching in a way that I'm growing. So they leave and move to another place to worship. But the main line baby Christian, this particular stage of growth as a babe, it has characteristics as follows. It says, I only drink milk. Meat is too tough for me. Looking at 1 Peter 2 and 2. Also in this area of being a baby, I need someone to feed me. It's too hard to get things from the Bible on my own, according to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. I need someone to carry me in their arms. I really can't walk in the spirit on my own, according to Luke chapter 2:28. So we look at a few characteristics of a baby. Now let's look at the characteristics of a child. A child says, I'm growing, according to Luke 1:80. And next it says, I always think in terms of the immediate. I don't think too much about the future. I do things on the spur of the moment, seldom thinking about how it might affect me later. Talk about a child, not just a child. It also says here, that's according to first of course, Corinthians 13 and 11, we read that. I still have quite a bit of problems with sin, 1 John 2 and 1. I have hard times abiding in Christ, 1 John 2, 28. I sometimes am easily deceived, according to 1 John 3 and 7. So you see there's characteristics of being a baby Christian, a child, and now look at what's going on in the category of the youth. The youth says, I'm still growing more and more, Luke 2, 52. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the wilderness of testing, Luke 4, 1 through 13. I get a little lazy at times and have to be reminded to get up, according to Luke 7, 14. I'm getting stronger. I have learned some things about spiritual warfare and overcoming the enemy, Proverbs 20, 29, 1 John 2, 13 through 14. I'm still very independent and pretty much do what I want to do. I'm talking about youth now, according to John 21:18. God has given me some spiritual gifts, Acts 2:17, and I need the example of older Christians in my life, Titus 2, verses 4 and 6. So we look at the baby Christian, the child, the youth. Now what's going on in the life of an adult? Let's see how adults look. Okay, it says, I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, and as a result, I am very patient, James 1 and 4. I don't talk nearly as much as I used to. It seems the Holy Spirit has really worked on my tongue over the years, James 3 and 2. The more I grow, the weaker I feel. But God's strength is perfected in me in my weakness. In fact, I like being weak, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and in chapter 13, verse 9. There are people to which I have been like a spiritual father. I take responsibility for them in prayer and even in suffering for them, 1 Corinthians 4, 15. God's agape love flows readily through me, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. My thinking is mature. I think of the future and the consequences of my actions, 1 Corinthians 14, 20. So you see these characteristics of various areas of growth in the babe Christian, the child, the youth, and the adult. Where are you in these areas? Are you looking at some of the characteristics that I mentioned? They're pointing to you. Are you being challenged today to say, well, I have a long ways to go. I need to work on a few areas in my life to grow spiritually. Amen. It's so important that we do grow, that we do develop in our spiritual lives, because the world is watching the church. We talk about church. We you know, they see us going to church Sunday after Sunday, but do they really see any change? Do they really see any difference in our character, in our attitude, in the way we talk and speak to them, or even in public? do they hear a lot of fussing and complaining in us? You know, some of us can really complain instead of giving God the glory, instead of giving God the praise. We seem to feel that the devil is so powerful, but the word says greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. So stop bragging on the devil. People are talking about, well, child, the devil's busy. Every time I turn around, when it rains, it pours. And he said, hold on, wait a minute. Is God really on the throne in your life? Is he really in charge? Is Jesus really Lord? Oh, yeah. He's. But why are you so much in that state of mind if that's true? Then they get to thinking, yeah, well, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess I need to mature. I need to grow up in certain areas. So we ought not to be ashamed, be bold about it. Of course, speak the truth in love, but let people know, you know, sometimes this petty complaining and finding fault with everybody needs to stop. I mean, if we're representing the church, if we are ambassadors of Christ, it's time to grow up. Where are we spiritually? Are we really developing is the question. Is the church really on fire? I mean, you know, there was times when back in the day, you go to certain churches, they, you know, you can't find a place to sit down. You have to stand because so much, you know, Spirit of God is in the place. You have such a powerful anointing in the room. But have the church lost its power? Have we been hoodwinked, and has the world crept in the church to the point where the church is lukewarm, or even a lot of individuals are lukewarm? Where are we spiritually? So I just thought we would just kind of take a look at that today, because we live in a time that it's time for the church to really stand strong. It's time for the church to really make a difference. We're talking about this time of political influence, what's happening in the voting arena, and who's going to be our next president. How much influence do we have as a church to make that happen, to make the right candidate come to fruition as we pray and see God's will in the matter? We just don't sit back and say, well, que sera, sera, whatever will be. Do we have the power and ability to stand up and say, hey, this is right, that's wrong, and you know, we're not standing for this anymore? What is, amen, the state of our being? Are we really growing? Are we really developing spiritually? Just ask ourselves the question and look at our church. Challenge our church leadership in love. Challenge ourselves in love. So the bottom line is, where are you spiritually? Are you truly growing and developing in your spirituality? God bless you. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for blessing us this morning and for allowing us to look at our spiritual development. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Amazing Father, we just thank you and we bless your holy name. We give you the honor, we give you the praise. And so we come to you on this day that you have made, a day like never before, just saying thank you first of all. Thank you for protecting us through the night and waking us up into a new day with many possibilities, with many things, greater and new things ahead of us, God. New things that will be happening for us, we just say thank you. Father, we thank you because you are God and you are God alone. We thank you that you have never left us or forsaken us, Father. We thank you that you love us unconditionally, God. And so right now I ask that you would increase in Pastor Everett as he has explained to us things that we should look for in our spiritual development. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single need in his household, every single need in his ministry, every single need in his business will be met. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will enlarge his territory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for each and every caller who has dialed into this, the Master's call. I thank you right now that you are healing and delivering them. I thank you that you are providing for them. I thank you that you are protecting them. I thank you that you are preparing them, Father. And we thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for every leader, past, present, and future. And we thank you for the greater and the new things that you are doing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our new VP, Clement Boyd. And we pray right now, Father, that you would continue just to equip him to do the things that you would have him to do in 2016 and in this season, Father. I pray for every family that is represented here on this line. I speak that every single need is met, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors, and we already have the victory. And God, I thank you and I celebrate you because this is our time. And so on this day, we walk in it, Father. And I just thank you for everything that you're doing in this season. I thank you for speaking to us loudly and clearly. I thank you that your glory is being seen. I thank you that miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen in 2016, Father. I pray right now for Dr. PK and that you would just touch her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I pray that you would comfort those who need to be comforted right now in the name of Jesus. Anybody who is traveling, I pray for traveling grace and mercy over them. And I speak and I decree and declare this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, for the blood still works. And so your miracles have not expired. And I thank you, oh God. These things I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us today on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, I would ask that you would dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Don't forget tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, please dial into our corporate call with our new VP, Clement Boyd. That number is 712-432-1699 and the access code 857-150-POUND. Please, please, please save the date for June 11, 2016, where we will be meeting for the continuation of the New and Greater Things in Artists International in Houston, Texas. Please put that on your calendar. More information will be coming shortly. Well, we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you for dialing in, and we hope that you will join us on tomorrow. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us on this day. Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas, for blessing us with that message on spiritual development. And at this time, I would like to ask that you would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day, March 8, 2016.
May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Henceforth, now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.